The Postmaster General John Potter has said we are taking it to the next level, beginning to introduce technology so we can sanitize mail. For an explanation, we turn to Ronald Atlas, professor of biology at the University of Louisville.
The Postmaster General, in fact, said that they intended to try UV radiation of the mail. That would be effective only for the surface, and if, as may have occurred in the Washington system, spores were being squeezed out of envelopes, that would not be necessarily totally protective.
What does he mean by UV radiation?
Essentially, something like sunlight puts out ultraviolet radiation, and we can recreate that sort of light, and it is real good for killing microorganisms, including the spores of Bacillus anthracis, on the surfaces of objects.
But not deep down into an envelope or a package.
UV radiation will not penetrate inside of anything.
Is UV radiation, though, a fairly practical and doable and affordable way of addressing part of the problem?
UV radiation would be a very simple, cost-effective way of addressing much of the problem of surface contamination. It is routinely used in a variety of laboratories and clinical labs and even in some hospitals where the air flows over UV light to kill pathogenic microorganisms.
Well, let's go a bit deeper into the problem now. Let's say you wanted to make sure that anthrax spores were not going through your mail room and surviving.
I would use a form of ionizing radiation to ensure that I had killed all of the spores of Bacillus anthracis, the bacterium that causes anthrax. That would be sort of X-rays or gamma rays, or you can create this with electron beam processes as well. This is routinely done to sterilize medical equipment, and also a number of our foods are actually irradiated to kill the microorganisms.
Let's say you put chicken through this process.
If you put chicken through the process, the chicken then is safer because you've killed the bacteria that sometimes cause foodborne infections.
If you run chicken through this chamber, how long does that take normally?
It takes a little bit of time, but not much time for a chicken. That's fairly simple because we don't have a spore-forming bacterium necessarily that we're worried about. The real problem with the mail is going to be the bulk, the amount of mail that we're processing, and the fact we're going to have to slow it down a bit to expose it to this radiation.
And how long would it take, do you think?
Not sure just how long it would take. It depends on the dose of radiation that you are using. We know how much radiation is needed to kill the spores of Bacillus anthracis, and so we can design processes. It will slow down things a bit. It will cost some extra money.
Is it potentially harmful to the personnel operating the system?
It's not harmful to the personnel operating the system as long as they are not in the direct path of the radiation. So you either isolate the products in a room that is separate and they're exposed to certain types of radiation, or they pass under a beam to which you're not exposed. It's like going to the dentist and having your teeth x-rayed where the technician stands outside of the room.
Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds as though this would be quite an installation for a post office or a processing facility and quite expensive.
I'm sure there's going to be a cost associated with this. I don't know the exact cost. I'm sure we're running into the millions of dollars to begin to do this, but given the threat, that may be well worth the cost.
Professor Atlas, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome.
Ronald Atlas of the University of Louisville is co-chair of the Bioterrorism Task Force for the American Society for Microbiology.